Hello, my name is Nate Talbot for LearnTheMusicBizOnline.net. Today we have producer, songwriter, engineer, publisher, Jorge Carrante. Mr. Carrante has been making hits since he was 18 years old, working with everyone from Paula Abdul and Janet Jackson to Robin Thicke and Outkast, and has worked on films and television for Scary Movie 3, Big Mama House 2, CSI Miami, and The Proud Family, just to name a few. Today, Mr. Carrante runs Urban Authentic, a music publishing and licensing company he started. How you doing today, Mr. Carrante?
I'm really well. How are you?
All right. Tell me something real quick. Is there anything that you don't do?
Actually, there's not much I don't do. I'm sort of have to wear a whole bunch of hats from business and creative to really sort of run my business as well and efficient as possible.
Yeah, I can see you have to be able to do a whole lot. How did you get started in the business?
Well, the way I got started, I was basically as a producer in Boston. I started by doing a lot of production for a lot of hip-hop artists, local artists from the Boston music scene. Some of them you may or may not know, Edogy and the Bulldogs and RSO. And guys like that. Dave Mays was a guy I grew up with who started the Source magazine. Back in those times, he was going to Harvard University. So that sort of circle of friends and people that I was working with is really how I got introduced to production and working with those guys.
Okay. And then from there, your first project was with, was that Paula Abdul on the Bigs?
Actually, my first project was an artist named Colin England from Motown. What I did is I sent a demo to MCA Records, and the head of national promotion for MCA at the time, this was in 1990, called me and said, "Hey, man, I really like your music. I want to come and meet you when I'm in Boston." And so he came out from New York, and we met, and he ended up becoming my manager, and he ended up getting a new job from MCA to Motown Records, doing national promotion for them, and signed an artist that he was developing in Colin England, and I ended up writing and producing that whole album. I think I was 16 at the time, so pretty young. But that was really my first label project.
Okay, wow, that's going to be exciting to be 16 and get all that opportunity.
Yeah, it was exciting and quite scary at the same time, because I actually, when we made that record, that was my first time stepping into a real studio with, you know, SSL and all that stuff. And actually, the mix engineer of that project is a guy named Dave Pensado, who went on to, you know, right now he's probably still one of the biggest mix engineers in the business from mixing literally everything here on the radio. So it was kind of cool to have been to work alongside with him too.
Right, exposed to all that so early.
Yeah.
What is there anything that, you know, what would you tell any like new songwriters or producers before they start pursuing their career? Seeing as if you started so young and got so much, you know, it seems like expert help. Is there any tips you would give any, you know, upcoming?
Yeah, absolutely. My first tip I always tell even friends of mine is I always recommend a book called This Business of Music, I'm sure you've heard of it. A lot of people have, but it's sort of like the music industry Bible.
It
has a lot of amazing information that if you are just beginning, kind of right away. And actually, that was back then. At Motown, all the executives there told me, you know, buy this book and start reading it. So learning sort of the basics of it, some of it, it's a little bit hard to understand at the beginning, especially the numbers and rates and all this stuff when you start to get, you know, deeper into the business aspect of the music. But it's just a good sort of place to begin and kind of really introduce yourself to how you earn your money within the business.
And tell me, has the fact that you not only produce and write, but you play instruments, you engineer, you can program sequencers, etc., has that helped you find or work or open any doors for you that might have otherwise still be closed?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it really has. I mean, for example, on the music supervision end of it, having the background of a record producer, when someone says we're looking for a song for this particular scene, I don't just sort of think in terms of, oh, what's a hot song, but I think in terms of how that production kind of really fits the scene and how it all come together much, much better than just sort of like trying to stick something that might just sound good. So that really helps on that end. It's weird, but all of these things, like it's kind of like when you go to school and you learn math and you all these things that you feel like, how am I going to use these things later on in life? It's sort of the same thing, kind of engineer and mix and produce and write and play. It really helps different facets of the industry, whether scoring a film or working with an artist. It all really just kind of ties in together at all times.
Yeah, I can see how that can definitely make you stronger in each aspect, knowing what everybody else has to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.